Now, running isn't everyone's favourite sport, but when it's for a good cause and you get to enjoy a scenic view, how enjoyable is that? The Pub to Pub is an iconic local fun run organised by Brookvale Rotary, and it's happening on the Northern Beaches this very Sunday. Event organiser Phil Jackson, who just happens to be the father of Brianna. Say hi, Brianna.
Hi.
He's on the line to have a chat about it, all about it. G'day, Phil.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thanks for joining us here at 2SER. And we've got your lovely daughter in the studio as well.
Hey, kiddo.
Hey.
we can join up later on and find out what's going on for dinner. I just wanted to find out because I didn't know too much about this, and I guess maybe I don't get to the Northern Beaches enough. But tell us about the event and where the course sort of runs from and to.
Certainly, yeah. Well, it starts it's the 25th year, and it starts the main. Distance is at DY Beach, and that goes for 13Ks and finishes up at the Newport Beach. Mm-hmm. And we also have a 6K start and a 3K one. So it's for all levels of fitness, and you can actually walk it. It's, the emphasis is on fun rather than the serious runners.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's good to have those options because, you know, 13K, well, it's pretty long. You know, you'd be taking a few hours to get through it if you're not a runner. But
but it's a very scenic walk.
And is there running on the beach at all? Is there any beach running?
We start at DY. It goes for about 800 metres along the beach.
Yep.
And then dust the sand off your shoe out of your shoes, and then it's all along roadways and footpaths and scenic walkways.
Cool. Very nice.
And it's for a good cause, isn't it? It's for some local charities and some international charities. Who are the main charities that you choose to support?
Absolutely, yes. Initially, it was started to raise funds for Mona Vale Hospital, and we continue to do that, and also Manly Hospital. And during the years, we've supported many local service and charity organisations and overseas. You know, the local surf clubs, they participate in marshalling, and the fire service and SES. And then we'll have pet causes each year, whether it be life education, bear cottage. It is always different causes that pop up, and we're very happy to be able to support them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, it's called the Pub to Pub, which makes me think, at the end there better be a really good pub with some really good beer. What happens at the finish line?
Absolutely. Yeah. Initially, you know, all those years ago when it started at a gentleman called Mark Bayfield. He owned DY Hotel, so it started there.
Right.
And it finished at their other hotel, the Newport Arms. But we've changed it now with the increase in numbers and traffic, so it starts on the beaches now.
Right.
But yes, come along and you can enjoy a cold beer. Four Pines are supporting us this year. They're donating their staff and being very generous with their beers.
Oh, it's a good beer too. I love Four Pines.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's like a bit of a festival at the finish line.
Very much so, yeah. It's not only beers and wines, but we've got quite an array of food vendors there. And so you can justify the run by having some nice food. And we've got a DJ and kids entertainment. And a lot of the charities will be displaying, exhibiting what they do.
Fantastic.
And this year is the 25th year, isn't it?
That's correct. Yes.
So it's been going for quite a long time. What do you think makes it so special and iconic on the Northern Beaches for it to have kept on going this long?
I guess there's a bunch of things. You know, it's a very scenic. We'd like to think it's one of the most scenic runs and walks on the Northern Beaches or in Sydney. But also we endeavour to give, you know, the registration fees. We like to try and give back at least as much as 100% back to the community. You know, it's run by volunteers, so it's very much a charity event. It's not a commercial operation. So it goes, people participate and give back for many needy causes.
And will you actually be running in the event this year?
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it. I've been training. You know, I tell people each year I run the Pub to Pub, but I don't actually participate. But yeah.
Yeah, nice. Well, I've been trying. I said to Brianna, are you going to be running it? And Brianna's like, oh, I don't know. We've got to get it and do it. You've got to get out there.
I think so.
I'll try. I'll report back next week and let you know how I go. Now I'm accountable, so
yeah.
I might have to.
So it sort of starts and finishes at the same spot. But one, if you do like a 3 or a 6 or a 13, like does it sort of loop around a different course?
No, no. So, Nick, it starts at DY.
Yeah.
And then goes in a northerly direction up the coast to Newport Beach.
Oh, okay. But there's shorter finish lines along the way.
Correct, yeah. So along the way, there's people about halfway along, then they join us.
Gotcha. Yeah. Very cool. Well, good luck with it all. I hope you have a run. But like you say, if you're running it, that sounds like it's enough work running it, let alone running it.
There's a lot of logistics, but lots of helpers too. So yeah. it'd be lovely to. It's an awesome atmosphere. So, it'd be nice to be a part of it.
Cool. Well, the online registrations close on Saturday at 3 p.m. Where can people go to register?
Yeah, so online, pubtopub.com.au. Mm-hmm. And on the day, we'll be taking registrations at DY Beach from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, or before the start at DY, they can register as well. But the sooner the better. Get your friends to come along.
Fantastic.
Love to be amongst it.
I saw some photos on the website. It looks like a great turnout and a really beautiful run. And there's a whole bunch of things you can win if you register
Absolutely.
Well. So get on there, pubtopub.com.au. And Phil Jackson, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER.
A pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Bye. See you later.
You will.